equality, uniqueness, and free will. 1. Equal. Famous words in the 1776 Unanimous Declaration of the 13 United States of America proclaim, "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness." However, it is quite obvious that all men are not created equal. Some men are tall, some are short, some are strong, some are weak. Some are skilled at languages, some at carpentry, some at biology, some at music. Some are courageous, some are timid, some are attentive to detail, some grasp the big picture. Mothers know that their children are different from one another at birth or even in the womb. We are as different as can be, and if one includes women, the range is even greater. For decades, we have been told that we are all equal, that everyone can accomplish equal feats if we just have the same training and opportunities. Yet personal experience and volumes of data have shown this assertion to be patently false. Notable tyrants Hitler, Stalin, and Mao Zedong didn't come to power promoting tyranny. They all promoted equality. Everyone makes mistakes, or we're all sinners, implies that everyone makes an equal number of equally serious mistakes, and that everyone is equally good, equally corrupt, equally responsible, equally believable. This is downright false. Some people do much good and little or no harm, while others do a lot of harm. Some people are very responsible, and some are very irresponsible. Some people are very truthful, and some lie routinely. Some people are reliable, and some are not. In fact, some people are reliably untruthful or reliably unreliable. At the time of this world-changing declaration, some men were slaves, black, white, and indigenous. Some worked for wages, some were landowners, and some, black and white, were slave owners. All men were not considered equal. Then, and for decades thereafter, only male landowners, and in many cases only white male landowners, could be citizens with the right to vote. Note, allowing only landowners to be voting citizens may not be all bad, because people who do not own property usually vote to take it away from people who do. The result is legalized plunder, which destroys a society. People whom we now include as men were not all included at that time. This inequality was commonly understood, and there was no need to spell it out. This declaration of equality of all citizens under the law fostered security and opportunity, and thus a level of innovation and productivity unparalleled in human history. It fostered hard work, innovation, the development of a strong middle class, and an unarguably great nation and people. It also fostered diversity and excellence, inequality. People were free to pursue individual interests, develop unique skills, invent, explore, and be different. People tend to trust and feel more comfortable with people who are similar to themselves. Thus, there is a social pressure to be in the middle, within the norm. Qualities like height, strength, intellectual acuity, and many personality traits follow a normal distribution, in which 95% of people fall within the first two sections around the mean. 2% fall in the third section on each side, and only 0.1% in each of the fourth sections. In some cultures, people attack and penalize those who excel for standing out above the rest instead of praising them for their accomplishments. This is known as tall poppy syndrome. It inevitably occurs anywhere a high degree of conformity is mandated, such as dictatorships and socialist states, and also in smaller groups of all types. Machines and robots can be equal and identical, but they are artificial. They don't have souls. Humans cannot create souls. People are unequal in infinite ways, in body, mind, and spirit. However, we are actually all equal in worth. We were not created identical, but equal in inherent worth of our beings, of our souls. All of our characteristics vary, but our worth is absolutely equal, infinite. One person may be more skilled or better suited for a particular task, or more valuable for a particular group at a particular time, but no soul is inherently of greater value in the universe than another. All souls are equally precious to our Creator.